Today is Monday, August 10th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life when I feel like it, and you listen, and today is no different. I think I'm going to say, hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. And then I could do how many ever days a week I want, but then that's still promising that I'm going to do it every week. I don't know. I guess I'm just going to spend every episode from now until eternity just talking about that. I don't know. It is National Lazy Day. It's also Agent Orange Awareness Day, National Shapewear Day. I have some shapewear. I have those things when I'm feeling too fat. I have, what's it called? The lady who became famous because she, well, not became famous, but who is now rich and she's on Shark Tank because she developed those things that it's like a corset, but it's, what's it called? There's a name for it. Why do I want to say Skims? But that's not it. That's not it. Anyway, I have some shapewear, is all I'm saying. I've had it for a really long time because I've always been a yo-yo dieter and I've never been fat, like, well, obese. But I do go from husky to skinny, kind of back and forth. And because my dad was, my genetics are kind of a husky, I'm short and stout is what, you know, short and stout. And so it's a constant struggle to try to stay the level of skinniness that I want to be. So I've always, for a long time, since I was in college, I've had this shapewear that I'm not thinking the name of. There is a name for it. Shapewear is not the name, but regardless. And it's also National S'mores Day. So go have a s'mores. We were watching this YouTube video where they were making, there's this dish in the Philippines, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but there's this dish in the Philippines where they take a banana and they fry it a little bit in some oil, but then they put brown sugar in oil. It's so weird. They dump brown sugar into oil, let the brown sugar caramelize, and then you dip the banana in, and the brown sugar, the caramelized brown sugar, sticks to the banana. And then you pull it out, and you've got this caramelized thing, but it's messy. It never turns out exactly the way you think it's going to turn out. Well, there's another dish where they do the same thing with sweet potatoes. They cut a sweet potato into slices and then they fry it and then they dump brown sugar into oil and then they dip the sweet potato slices into that. And the brown sugar that's caramelized sticks to the sweet potato and then you have this sweet snack. And they said that it tastes kind of like s'mores. That was the whole reason that I said that. They said that it tasted kind of like s'mores. All right, well, we do have, I don't remember if I played this voicemail, so I'm going to play it again if I've already played it.
Regular age.
So
hey,
let's go Adam, back.
I just want to let you know that I just had a float last night. They came out with A&W root beer float soda. And I'm not that big of a fan of it, but I tried it with ice cream anyways, and it was okay, but nothing beats regular A&W with vanilla ice cream. So yeah, I have it quite often. I love me some root beer flip.
I'm pretty sure we played that, but I'm not going to go back. So Tony, you got two plays of the same episode. All right. So I'm going to archive that one so I don't play it again. And I am using my new software that I wrote to, but I don't do this show live. So it's really made more for a show like The Mix, but I'm testing it out on this show as well. All right, so we do have one more voicemail from Tony. Let's go ahead and play that.
Hey, Adam, it's me again. I forgot why I was calling. We're asking a question. Oh, I am exactly 1 month younger. I don't know. My birthday is the 15th, same year as yours, or September 15th. So we're pretty much the same age, except by 1 month. But yeah, I don't do the whole peanut thing. I don't really care for peanuts too much. But yeah, the float's like, mainly just once in a while I'll do like a root beer float, or I'll do some orange soda and ice cream that makes like an orange float type of thing.
Like a creamsicle. You're breaking up a little bit there, Tony. But anyway, Tony says, yeah, he broke up. So I'm going to thank you for your call, Tony. And I assume you said bye, but you broke up. So that's perfectly fine. No problem at all. So, yeah, you were saying you don't like peanuts. How do you not like peanut? Well, I mean, there are people that have peanut allergies, but how do you not like peanuts? For a minute, it sounded like you said, I don't like penis. I was like, what? No, that's incorrect. That is actually, I'm assuming something. I assume most of my male listeners are gay, but we've never discussed this. So I may be assuming something about you that is not true. No, you have a partner. I'm pretty sure you have a male partner. Husband, whatever the case, I don't know if you're married, but I'm pretty sure at some point you've mentioned a partner. Could be a woman, but I'm assuming you're gay. I know this. I know that you're gay, but I don't want to assume someone's gay if they're not gay. But Tony's gay. Come on. All right. So we had a weekend. I'll just briefly cover what we did on the weekend. We recorded the mix. We had a lot of technical difficulties on the mix. I just edited the mix, and oh my gosh, I had to cut things and pull things together, and because Daniel's mixer rebooted. We should add something to the checklist that Daniel should just reboot his mixer before we start a show. He's still got the Rodecaster 1, the original Rodecaster Pro, I think. I'm pretty sure he still has the original one. He may have the 2. But it's getting older, and it needs to be rebooted. And he will start sounding like a robot. But what he tried to do is he tried to connect the Bluetooth so that he could call Larry Vader. And it caused the mixer to reboot for some reason. It was really weird. So we had some technical difficulties, but I for the most part, I've edited out the main problem that we had. We had another problem, but I didn't edit that out. So it's still fodder for Fatty to clip out and play on his show if he wants to. But we did that. And then on Saturday, we just kind of sat around the house during the day. And we didn't even watch TV. We just kind of sat on the couch and worked on our projects. Mark was working on, he did a long run, like a 17-mile run in the morning. And he always analyzes his run with ChatGPT afterwards to get, you know, how did I do? What are some tips for the next run? You know, all that kind of, I don't know exactly what he does, but he does some analysis. Anyway, and so he was working on that. I was working on my project that I'm working on, my application for podcasting. And then around 5:30, we went to the Grape Festival, and it was very hot, but you know, there was some rumor that ICE was going to be at the Grape Festival. ICE, you know, the immigration people. And we have a lot of Hispanic people here. So we got there and it was much less busy than normal. And I don't know if this is related. And again, it was just a rumor. I don't know if ICE was there at all. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But I will say this. It's usually very busy and there's a long line for the chicken dinner. And they have an indoor area where you can eat, but it's always full. there was no line at all. We were able to eat in the indoor space. And we had our chicken and our spaghetti and our salad and our roll and all of that. And then we walked around the festival a little bit to see what was going on. There was a 3D printing booth, but again, it was all stuff that I could 3D print myself. And yeah, Mark said, oh, you should set up a booth next year. But no one was really going to the 3D printing booth, so I don't know if that's something that would... I have the UV printer, and I think those items do sell. But Mark was like, oh, you need to set up a booth next year. I don't know. We'll see. And we did that. We got ice cream. We tried to keep it till we could get in a position where we could take a selfie with it. And they look perfect. But the ice cream started melting immediately. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.